It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all up in Redan.
Okay.
Redan.
Okay. Out in the cab.
Yeah. Redan. I said it three times.
Okay.
Happy.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Happy Groundhog's Day.
Now, we don't know what the groundhog has seen yet.
No. Yeah, by the way, I was thinking about that.
What time does he do that?
That was what I was going to ask. We can look it up and find out.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, he might have slept in today.
I don't know. They wake him up and bring him out there.
What I want to know is, man, they got pictures of him with Gigi. Oh, geez. And Kobe. I don't know. We're going to find out what time this groundhog comes out and they hold it up and do the whole pomp and circumstance thing. My thing is, wouldn't you have to do it at a certain time because different parts of the day would bring on a shadow just
right.
by
so
virtue
they,
of
the... Right, so they want it to be first thing when he wakes up. In theory, they want it to be the first thing when he wakes up.
And so this was, by the way, if you had to guess how long they've been doing this, because I really thought about it. It's one of those things I don't think about. It's like the price of a cooler.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody needs one, but I don't know how much they cost. 1887.
Yep.
Was the first Groundhog's Day celebration in observance, excuse me.
In Pennsylvania.
In Gobbler's Knob.
Yep.
Which sounds like a certain kind of movie. Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
I'm living and working in Pennsylvania at the time, during this time of year, the one brief period that I lived and worked there, and it took place. And it's such a deal.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It is such a deal, man. People descend from all over the place on this to see this overgrown rodent.
See, now why are you going to mess with that? See, this,
well, I'm just saying.
I learned growing up in Illinois and around farmers, that was like a thing because they would address their crops differently if they got this. And, of course, back then you didn't know. There was no Glenn Burns. Given the weather report back then, it was just this animal. So, yeah.
Good old Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah. It was a dude in Chicago. I don't remember. Orion Samuelson used to give the Farmer's Report.
Oh, yeah. You do that.
Man.
Yeah, people, watch for that. Watch for that.
Well,
people are not going to forget this Groundhog Day.
No, they will not.
Because of something that's happened to the sports world, man, that is just of seismic magnitude.
When we talk about this all the time. Sometimes we're the last to comment on things. Sometimes we're the first. Well, as far as around, well, X, I don't know what time this thing broke. Noelle will come on and we're going to do a deep dive into this because she sent us a text.
Right.
You know,
and people start moving some things around because I was at an event last night, and we'll get into that a little later.
You're looking very sharp too, by the way.
You know, we'll get into that a little bit. But this is like mammoth. And my thing is this. Is this a done deal? Are there going to be other things that will happen as a result of this trade? So we're talking about, obviously, the trade to seeing Luka Doncic going to the Los Angeles Lakers and, Anthony coming
over. Anthony Davis going to Denver. There's some other players in there.
Some other players. And the Jazz is involved. No, the Pelicans are involved, too, right? Is it Pelicans
or
Jazz?
No, it's just the Jazz.
Okay.
Just the three. Okay. Those three teams. And this is like some kind of meeting amongst military generals when they're getting ready to do like some sort of, assault on something. Nobody knew about this, apparently. It was done behind the scenes, and you can speculate on who was the winner, who was the loser, who's the long-term winner, who's the short-term winner, all of that. But for me, I just think at the top of this, there's two players that made this happen, or it happened because of them. And I think one is just the strength and who, I don't know what you call J.J. Redick, but the dude is a strong-minded person, and you were either with him or against him. And I think he got to Rob Pelinka, who then got to Jeannie Buss, and they went looking for somebody. Because how long are you going to keep waiting for Anthony Davis to stay healthy?
Now, things we're hearing, I was saying that Dallas initiated
this. That's what I'm going to say. So,
Dallas initiated
But they still got to want it. The Lakers still got to want this.
They have to want that, yeah. But my thing, you're right. You got to have the right people pushing the buttons.
You do.
To make that happen.
And the other thing about that was the one player, and I think the other player is the fact that he's not in his previous role, and that's Mark Cuban. I don't know that Mark Cuban lets Luka Doncic go, despite what the Lakers may be offering them. I just don't think it. So Mark Cuban, still a part of the Mavericks, still on the board, but he's not having the control he once did, and they saw an opportunity. And maybe they saw that Kyrie and Luka couple guards. This wasn't Jordan and Pippen, a couple guards, or, you know, whatever Pippen, you know, point forward, whatever he was, wasn't going to get them a championship. But for them to think and hang their head on, well, we need a big man, and Anthony Davis is that guy. Okay, great. A healthy Anthony Davis with Kyrie, maybe. Healthy being the key word in that sense.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely the way I look at. And then where he gets to play, because recently he made a statement about if I was allowed to play the four instead of the five, you know, it would be A, B, C, X, Y, Z. So will going to Dallas allow him to play the four rather than the five? You know, we'll see that as well.
I don't think the position has anything to do with it. I think it's him and his health. I really do. And I think most people look at it that way. You take – there's been a handful of players throughout the league, and not just in basketball. You always go, yeah, but.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know. All right, so here's the thing. Let me let you know what's going on here. Sam and I obviously coming on Sundays. We have a show that precedes us, so we come on at 6:30. And then we're going to talk to you here for a little bit, get you set up for what's coming on in the show, take a little break, and then we're going to come back and do a deep dive into this trade. And then, man, what are we going to do about these Hawks?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they're playing, considering how shorthand they are, they're adapting, they're trying to continue to go out and fight. Played well, not well enough against Indiana that took place. Meanwhile, better news for Atlanta United in their friendly at Birmingham. They get a 2-0, 2-0 win. Over there. We get into that some this morning.
And we are introducing a new feature today. Coming up, we'll do it at the top of the hour. Mr. Crenshaw's, you should put your name to this one. Three cheers and three cheers.
Well, it's not just
cheers.
For me, it's what they're going to
no,
hear when they come on our show,
right? No, we're all
going to
be a part of it.
Right.
You know, this is your brainstorming. I appreciate it. This is a good one because it has legs and it's not limited to any particular sport. Whatever you saw, right? Whatever.
Right. Whatever you saw, three cheers.
Of the past week. Yeah.
Or maybe something you saw yesterday in sports.
Yeah, that'll work. Yes. Well, that's part. Okay, technically with the calendar. I get what you're saying.
Could be right.
But yes. Yeah. I got mine.
I got three cheers and three jeers. We'd like to hear yours too at 404-726-0929. If you think of three things that really made you excited, really made you happy, or three things that really ticked you off. What about hearing from you this morning?
And throughout the morning, I apologize. I want to be like Jimmy Two Times from Goodfellas. Want to get the papers. So it's Groundhog's Day, so I'm going to say everything twice. Not really. Anyway, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings, second day of February. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, I hear the music, so I'm going to shut up and get on out of here. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on the second day of February, Groundhog's Day. And my question that pops to mind immediately is, does Tammy Terrell get the appreciation for the singer she was, even though her life was cut short?
Right.
Do you think so?
Maybe not. Until people hear a song like this.
Like this?
And people go, oh, yeah. You know,
she's an oh yeah, right? She's in that category, folks.
Right, you know, but yeah, man, she was a perfect fit for him. Perfect fit for his voice.
Man. Anyway, Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Big morning here. We are obviously going to take some time and talk about, just going to call it the trade.
Yeah.
I got people like Brian Windhorst talking about this is one of the biggest trades, if not the, in NBA history. Not acquisition, trade. And I'm trying to think of a
And I think because it was a surprise. You know, other trades and things we've heard we would hear about or hear there's a possibility of or some type of idea. This was something everybody was clueless.
He had a name for it. He called it a pocket deal, Brian Windhorst.
Okay.
Called it a pocket deal. I don't know what that means, but obviously people kept it, I would assume, something close to the pocket. Right? But there was only those two, and by the way, let's not bury the lead here if you're just waking up. Luka Doncic, Dallas Mavericks, no more. He is now a Los Angeles Laker. And Anthony Davis, who, by the way, was out right now. I think he had a stomach issue.
So he didn't play in a big Saturday night nationally televised game.
He had pulled some kind of muscle.
Madison Square Garden, that's a big deal. Obviously, when the Lakers come here or anywhere in the East, because they're only going to come once during the season.
Right.
And they played Madison Square Garden last night.
And LeBron showed
thing.
Out.
Right. I mean, ironically, they're in New York. They're in this big place, you know, where everybody's got their eyes on them. And this deal is going off, man. And nobody
it happened a little bit later, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just the idea of where the team was and what was happening and all the eyes that were on them and attentions on them. And somewhere back at the back, this magic trick is being done.
So know? Here's what you got. You got Lakers are going to get Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris. I hope I said his first name right there.
Yeah, you did.
And then Dallas gets Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first-round pick. 2029 first-round pick. Now, the Jazz, they're going to get a couple picks, and Jalen Hood, how do you say his last name? Scarfino?
Right, yep.
And so that's what's going on. Jazz had to get involved in this a little bit, but this thing happened. You just the two principals changing teams the way they did. So when you heard this and the disbelief sort of lifted from your head, where were you thinking, which one of these two teams benefit, do you think, in the short run?
Man, I think in the short run, obviously, Dallas to me is your winner now. Lakers are doing this as something for the future. You think about Luka being 25 years old, and the thing of it is he's in Los Angeles. We always look at those franchises in those big major cities. Not saying Dallas is a small place at all, but, you know, in your New Yorks and your Bostons and your Los Angeles, the places that you have something. And my thing is, who does he attract? Because that's the thing. Who wants to play with him? Who wants to go?
Well,
because
that ain't
that's
his
the
job,
other thing. Well, but I think, but that's part of it, though. That's a big part of the deal. You're getting somebody to come to play there, and obviously, you feel like he's going to attract the other players you need to make this team work and the Lakers and get the Lakers back up to the top. You got to think about it that way, Greg.
Lakers are sitting in the five position right now. They just need to stay healthy. We ain't at the All-Star break yet.
Great.
Lakers are sitting in the five position.
But they got no rim protector. They got nobody in the middle.
If he ain't nobody. The dude is always –
he's not always hurt, Greg. He's not always hurt.
I look at this guy as
I know you look at him that, but he's not always hurt. He is there when, you know, at times when they would need him. So, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, he misses games, but he is the guy. He is on the roster. And if he's healthy, he's going to be there. He's going to protect the rim. He's going to block shots. He's going to do rebounds and make the things that you need to do and have to have, you know, in order to be successful and contend for a championship. Lakers right now can win. They're a playoff team. They're not going to win no championship with the roster they got, even with Luka and LeBron. They're going to entertain you. They're going to sell tickets. They're going to get TV ratings. All that's wonderful. But you got to get somebody. You got to have something in them that they're a donut.
Well,
what are they going to have in the middle? Who can they attract? Which makes us know that they're not done.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not over. Who else can they bring on? Who else can they attract to make this team old? I know we got another voice over here. I wanted to say
she might be in the tall weeds.
No, I wanted to say good morning to us because I know she has something because she was the one that was letting us know about it.
Well, she's the producer. Yeah, she finds out stuff. You're out there, you know, toasting folks and eating chicken, and I'm doing what I'm doing.
You got to tell folks what I was eating, man.
What's wrong with that?
Good morning. Give me a good morning on ground.
Good morning.
Morning.
There you go. Didn't you figure he was out eating chicken?
No, she didn't figure nothing. But your thoughts on this, Noel? I know you follow this, and you kind of alerted Greg and I to it.
Yes, you did.
Last night. So we appreciate that. But you know, where do you see this going? What are your thoughts on it?
I guess my early assessment is it all depends on how you view Anthony Davis. But also how the Mavericks viewed Luka Doncic, because I'm listening to Shams' assessment of how this went down, and they straight up asked him why would the Mavericks want to do this? Why would they want to get, you know, an older, maybe more injury prone star? And he pointed out the fact that Luka be injured too,
In shape,
and they have issues with his conditioning. And they have issues. They have some temperament issues. And it sounds like some of those rumblings that were able to kind of stay in Dallas for the most part are those things that kind of push this needle. It seemed like Dallas just wanted a kind of a fresh start and a newer star. So now it really just depends on if you really believe in Anthony Davis's body. Not his work ethic, not his ability on the floor or leadership, but do you believe in his body? I don't know.
And the other thing about that is, you talk see, first of all, when you talk about Luka going to the Lakers, all right, so you're teaming him up with LeBron. But then you talk about all his foibles that he's been dealing with, whether it's conditioning. The other thing, I think he is self-inflicted wounds himself when he turns into like a diva during the playoffs and gets all those technical fouls. and just won't shut up. And he's 25 right now, and there's a pattern. And you had hoped, or at least some people hoped, that Kyrie Irving could pull him to the side and go, look it, man, you got, you know, your temperament and all that stuff is not helping. We're not going to, you know, go deep into the playoffs if you keep getting technical fouls and having to go sit on the bench and blah, blah, blah. You get with the Lakers and you get with LeBron, all that nonsense is going to end. Who is the more conditioned, who's one of the most conditioned players in the league? We can talk about these young guys who have all this athleticism, but LeBron keeps himself in shape. So I look at this as a little lesser version with him going to the Lakers, meaning Luka and whatever it is that drives people crazy or mad down there in Dallas, kind of akin to when Rodman came to Jordan. And all that nonsense that Rodman had and was doing in San Antonio, all that stuff he was doing when he left Detroit and bounced around for a minute before he ended up with the Bulls, Michael straightened all that out. He respected Michael, so he wouldn't pull his nonsense. Now, eventually he started doing some stuff, but it was still the team first. I think that Luka respects LeBron, and whatever LeBron sees are his problems as far as what he was doing in Dallas, and, you know, you tweak it here, you shave off a little bit there, he will listen to LeBron. That's how I'm looking at this in the beginning of this relationship.
I agree, but what I find interesting is we're having a conversation about, you know, temperaments and some of these negatives that are hardly ever pointed out when we talk about Luka Doncic as a player, and they hardly ever hinder him as far as individual awards. But it's kind of, it's sounding like this stuff was real in Dallas.
Yeah.
And so that's where it gets interesting with the narratives we choose to run with as, you know, sports fans and writers and such, because we hear more noise from players and you talk to people out of their locker room or whatever, and you're not hearing things that add up to what you hear in the media. So it's interesting to see it on the other side with Luka Doncic.
And then you got to
ask. I think what makes this surprising is we didn't hear a lot of that stuff out of Dallas.
You know why? I believe last part of this is Cuban kept protected him because he wanted him.
I agree with you.
And Mark Cuban now is not in that.
Cuban was attached to that pick.
There you go. There you go.
He was attached to that pick.
So,
and I think another team just got freed from that night also.
Yeah. Listen, the days to come, but I don't know how you feel about this. This was Luke, you know, Noel and I going back and forth. You've been kind of quiet over there. I don't know where you fit into all this.
I'm just listening to it, and I'm watching to see, because if the Lakers need something in the middle, trade deadline's coming up, where are they going to get it from? And are they going to look, you know, I'm a little concerned about our guy here in Atlanta. I'm concerned about Onyeka Okongwu. I mean, he's got some size. You know what he's been doing more and more with this team. Matter of fact, he's been put into the starting lineup. He's a West Coast guy.
Chino's Hill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Southern Cal. And so I'm watching for that to see if that happens with this team, considering where the Hawks team are now with this spiral that they're on right now.
And you know, the other part about this is going to be fun. So we got this that just happened. And while we watch this play out, we can look down the road just a minute or so and think about what it's going to be like, because where do deals get made traditionally? A lot of deals, or at least get talked about. All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
When all them dudes are there.
Yeah.
Now, Anthony Davis wasn't going to play because, I don't know, he might have been back by then, but who does he play for now? Who does he represent? Does he represent the All-Star game, right?
Yeah.
But my point is that there will be, like you just said, where's the big man coming from? Who else are the Lakers going to get? I guarantee you those conversations will happen during that weekend.
But they may be. But if you want to do something now to add to this team, it needs to happen this week because the deadline is the 6th.
Yeah.
So that's the All-Star game is the week later.
Folks, go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, folks, this is what happened while you were sleeping last night. Welcome to Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And speaking of Groundhog's Day, I know we got three cheers and three jeers coming up, and we're going to do that in just a few minutes. But if I want you to think about this, too. Both of you, since this is Groundhog's Day, what event would you like to see again? You know, from last year. If there was an event, a sporting event or something, you go, man, I'd like to see that again. Play it again, just like Groundhog's Day, one more time. What would it be? Like, I'd like to see the gold medal game at the Olympics again, basketball.
I'd like to see the Georgia Tech football
Okay,
game.
Well, see, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. So, as we, you know, on ground.
Pack some extra chips. Whatever you need.
What would you like to see again? Moving into the 7 o'clock hour, got Kyle Sandy joining us.
Yeah.
Also going to venture into Noelle's world. And I understand it's not going to be about this trade. She got something else on her mind.
Ooh.
So that is coming up here. But we are going to get to the top of this hour. Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally, but then we're going to veer off and do a new feature called Three Cheers and Three Jeers. And we'd like you guys to join us, too, 404-726-0929. It is Sam and Greg on this Groundhog's Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.